This is an All Ears English bonus episode 10, Secrets to Real Listening. How can I understand if I don't know anything about the topic? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast bonus series, where every week, Lindsay and Jessica will show you just how easy English listening can be when you have the right secrets and strategies. Plus, you'll hear stories from Lindsay's 12,000-mile summer adventure across the United States. Now let's get to the show. Today, find out what you can do if you know nothing about a topic that's being discussed in English. How do you build connection in these situations? Find out how to do it today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today? Welcome back to this bonus episode.
Yeah, it's great. It's satisfyingly exhausting, if I could use my descriptive language.
I like that. Well, satisfying is the key piece there,
yes.
Right? You know, it's you're at least you're happy, you're tired, but you're happy, you're doing good work, and life is good overall.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's the most important thing. Yeah.
Are you sort of reflecting that as well?
Yeah, I'm gearing up to do a weekend out in Western Mass, some biking and brewery hopping. So I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh,
so
excellent.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
That's awesome. And we just had our like trick or treating and now we're moving into all of our like fall and winter activities. Yeah, there is so much happening.
Awesome. I love that. And guys, we missed this bonus episode last week and we are back on here. We're going to continue to be on here with these bonus episodes every Tuesday. And we're here to give you a little update on the progress of our awesome course. It's coming out this fall, guys.
Yes.
We've been working extremely hard on this and there's just a lot of material that we're getting ready to give you guys. And it's taking us a little longer than we expected, but we're looking to release around early December at this point, guys.
Yes. So that is a much more realistic date. That is going to happen. So, I mean, basically, I think like we're so stoked about what we can give you guys that we just wanted to give it to you as soon as possible. But since we are very responsible educators, we realized that there's a lot to do here, guys. Like there is so much for us to go through and think about and analyze and really make it the most motivating and the most beneficial course for you guys. In order to do that, we just need to take a little bit of extra time, right? Just to make sure that everything is as good as we can possibly make it. I mean, but The amazing thing for Lindsay and I think like just like today, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Like we can see that date, that the beginning of December, we can see that is totally gonna happen now. I mean, on my end, like, so where I'm at, guys, I'm just gonna tell you, you guys are all adults. I trust you. I respect you. This is where I'm at. So I have gone through all the videos for all the modules, organized them, you know, done the lessons, and the last module that we're working on right now is the New York module, which is incredible and huge.
Awesome.
And I'm about, I would say, halfway through all these New York videos. So
yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's gorgeous and it's beautiful, and I'm really happy it's there. And we're almost there, and it's awesome.
The New York module is one of the more exciting ones, and it's one of the more content rich. I just had a lot of great interviews, long interviews, and we're going to pick the best stuff from all those interviews. You guys are finally going to get to meet real New Yorkers, and you'll feel like you're sitting in the park talking with them as I was. So that's why this is not something we can throw together in a week or two, guys.
Yeah.
We take pride in our work. We want to make this a real learning experience for you guys to help you bridge that connection, build that bridge to connection that you want so badly. And this course is going to get you there, but it takes a little bit of time to build this masterpiece. So, exactly. Jessica, that's the idea. So, guys, don't worry. Hang in there with us. We're working hard on it, and it is coming in early December. So, we do have a question, today, right, Jessica?
Yes, we do. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, just to get into it, here we go. So, we got a great question from one of our listeners here about how to handle ourselves in unfamiliar situations. Mm-hmm. So here is the question. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. So our student says, I'm so glad to receive your email about listening. I think the biggest problem of listening for me is that sometimes I don't know enough background information about some of the specific situations or issues. I can totally understand the main idea, but I'm still kind of confused about some specific things or subjects in other sentences. Maybe I can guess what they really mean, but not often and not always accurately. So I may easily and completely get lost because of this long and unknown subject, these long unknown subjects. Can you please give me some advice or some specific topics you guys frequently talk about in your daily lives? And we want to say thank you to Chai Song for asking this question. Good question, right, Jessica?
It's excellent. And because that is exactly what we're doing. This is why it takes a long time for us to look at these videos and analyze them and draw out from there what specific things you guys can take away to use in future interactions. Like that's, you know, that takes a lot of thinking power. But I mean, that's our goal. That's our mission. And so that's exactly what we're accomplishing in this course. So like, first of all, if I could just like break down what my answer would be to his question, like there's some very specific things this brought up for me. So first of all, like this big idea of practice makes perfect, right? Like you can't expect yourself to successfully do something if you don't practice it. So the key here is confidence. So his question is about unfamiliar situations. And I feel like a lot of you guys are going to look at any interaction with native speakers, especially in America or in England or like in the country, right? You guys might look at any possible interaction as unfamiliar because you don't have confidence because you don't do it. You don't put yourself in the situation because you haven't been prepared for it. Nothing, no course, no textbook, nothing has given you the skills. And so you're just like scared. I get that. So that's part of like what our course does is taking these unfamiliar situations, right, with native speakers and showing you how to participate in it by allowing you to practice being involved, being in this unfamiliar situation. So that's the first thing is this is exactly what you're going to practice is like listening and understanding real people talk about real things.
Guys, this problem that we're discussing today, the problem of not knowing what people are talking about and therefore not knowing what to say is a problem that many students struggle with. But we're going to show you through our new Bridge to Connection method exactly how to start participating in these conversations and not feeling awkward and on the outside anymore. Go to allearsenglish.com/bridge to be on the VIP list so that you'll be the first to know when our course gets released. You'll also get your first lesson for free. It's a lesson where you'll meet a gun salesman from Texas. Go to allearsenglish.com/BRIDGE. I love that. I love that. Real things. And that's the other piece. I mean, yeah, I think you said it well, Jessica. Practice makes perfect. I mean, we just can't prepare for something if we don't actually do it. Doing it is preparing for it, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah. So on like it, the confidence is our biggest thing. Because it's your, it's our listeners, it's your, you guys, it's your biggest thing. And confidence comes from these big experiences, right? So there's like, there's big ideas and then there's specific tools. So like, that's how we organize this, right? For you guys. So, about the, like the big idea, the situation, this unfamiliar, scary stuff. That's the point of our preparation questions or warmer questions or our questions that we ask you before you watch the video. These are questions that you will become familiar with and questions that you'll practice like asking yourself. So you're going to actively approach these situations with tools. So when you are entering into a conversation, you'll be able to ask yourself a couple questions, right? About bringing in your own experience. You guys are adults. You have a life of experience. And no matter how weird or foreign another person looks, I promise you, you have something in common with them. You have something to share is another big thing. Like it's not just, it's not just understanding. It's participating. So these exercises that we take you through, it's being able to access your own experience, your own opinions, and bring that into the situation to make at least part of it familiar. You're gonna be able to form a connection somehow. And that's one of our exercises. That's one of our goals.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we want you to come away with, is that feeling that you are no longer going to be on the outside.
Yes.
Exactly. Of these circles of, I can imagine how it feels because we've both, Jessica, we've been in those situations with learning Spanish. I mean, for me, learning Japanese, I think you had learned Chinese. Is that right? Have you learned Chinese?
I picked it. I didn't study it. I just picked it up when I was there, but enough to have superficial conversations and yet be afraid of more than that.
Yeah. It feels horrible being on the outside of that circle. And that's our goal this fall, guys. And into 2017 is to help you bridge that connection.
Yes.
And we're showing you exactly how to do it today. So that's one of the pieces, practicing, right?
Yes.
And also gaining that confidence by accessing those questions. Those, you must have some background knowledge and understanding of something. You know something.
Exactly.
You've seen something on TV. You've read a newspaper. You have information on the topic. So bringing it up in our minds.
And I think it's sort of making that explicit, right? Like trusting yourself to be able to share, trust yourself to be able to connect. Cause I think all of you, maybe like you've had an inkling that you do have something to share. You just don't do it. You just are like, right? Like you're too shy to actually do it. So it's kind of giving you that practice as well. Like, yeah, like do it, you know, like you're gonna find in these videos, guys, that Americans, we are friendly and open people. No matter how opinionated we are, we want to talk to you. And it's just sort of realizing that too. Like, I do want to know your experience, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So those are the two big ideas here that are part of our strategy, part of this bridge method for bringing you into these new situations. But then the other key on a smaller scale, on a more specific scale, is giving you the tools, the specific language tools, which do sometimes come down to grammar, like pronoun references, you know, phrasal verbs. A big thing is transition phrases. How do we organize our thoughts? Understanding the structure and the meaning, the structure and the meaning of what we're saying, getting practice with that in these real conversations. So that's the other thing Chai Song was saying. Like, what if, like, it's not just not understanding the context or the subject, but I just, I don't know what they're saying. So guys, even if it is a new idea, right, you'll still be able to understand what they're saying because you'll have these specific language tools.
Yeah. And this is where it becomes important. I mean, we realize that not everyone listening to today's episode is going to be in the course. We do hope you are and you'll be invited in the course. But if you're not ready to get into a course, I mean, you just want to make sure that you're focusing on native materials, right? And getting away from the kind of materials that are keeping the language in isolation and keeping it more simple than it actually is.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's our whole motivation here, guys. I mean, we realize that, you know, you've had listening classes, you've done listening exercises and textbooks. But that, that it didn't get you there, right?
It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. Yeah.
So this confidence, this participation and these specific tools and how we really talk, there's slang, there's idioms, there's phrasal verbs. It's, and some of it is, it's not just this informal vocabulary. Some of it is formal vocabulary for discussing serious topics. And that stuff you also don't get in the listening books because the listening books don't address racism. They don't address, you know, like these serious topics that, that we do use serious language to talk about.
Exactly. I mean, this summer, guys, you know, I went around, you already know this, but if for any new listeners, I went around the US and I just grabbed people, you know, on the streets in bars and I asked them to talk to me on these topics. So it's very spontaneous conversations that you're gonna hear. And there's really no preparation that they went through. There's no soundproofing. There's nothing. It's just very, very authentic and natural. And this is exactly what you're going to encounter. And these are the exact situations where you want to be able to connect.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're giving you what you need.
Exactly. So it is, I mean, it's presented as a listening course. Yes. But I mean, this is your bridge to speaking. This is your bridge to conversation, being able to listen and respond with confidence. So yes, it is a listening course for sure. But the reason you're doing this is so you could listen and answer, so you could participate in these conversations. So that is an enormous element of it as well.
Okay. So yeah, absolutely. And then, so to answer our student's question here, I mean, practicing these situations, right, Jessica? And then going ahead and, you know, admitting what you don't know and then accessing what you do know and then putting in the time of learning those slang words, the vocabulary, the transition phrases that are going to be in the language. Those are the building blocks of English, guys. You need to know them.
Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay and I have been educators for a long time, right? A long time. And we are using all of our experience, all of our, you know, our master's degrees, everything we know, we are putting into understanding how you guys learn language and how you guys use it to participate. So all of this, all of our experience in education is going into this course. So step by step, we are creating the strategy and the ladder, the bridge for you guys to be able to do what you want, what you need.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So any final words of wisdom to this student, Jessica, that we can share? I mean, any final way to sum it up for this student? I mean, what can we say to motivate the student to keep him hanging on and keep working hard on it?
You know, it's all about the confidence. It's all about putting yourself in challenging situations, but also trusting yourself that you can do it. Really.
Yeah.
The key is the confidence. So that's what all of our educational exercises and reflection questions and everything we're putting in, that's what it's geared for, is helping you guys to know that you should feel confident and you can feel confident in these new situations.
Yeah. And I remember a few months back, we were on the podcast. It may have been the two of us, or it may have been with Michelle, but we were talking about the definition of confidence. And what became clear in that conversation was that confidence is not something that's just created in our minds by thinking about wanting to be confident, right? It's something that it's a result of of assuming that you will be competent in a situation due to prior experiences.
Yes.
Right? So that's essentially the definition of confidence. And that's why there's no magic fairy dust that we can give you guys. I mean, we're going to give you as much fairy dust as we can. Right? But really what it comes down to is you have the right tools and the right strategies, which is what you are going to get from us in this course when it releases in December. But mm-hmm. then you're going to need to use those strategies. Okay? So that's really the key to being confident. It's not just sitting in your room and wishing you are confident. I feel like, unfortunately, a lot of students spend a lot of time talking about wishing they were confident, but not taking action, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep. So, and it is tough to do on your own. It is tough to, like, well, first of all, it's tough to teach yourself what you don't know. And second of all, it's tough to throw yourself into scary situations. So that's why, again, this is the bridge method, because we are, in a way, holding your hand a little bit, just enough to give you the confidence and the guidance you need to not need us anymore, right?
Love it.
To be able to do it yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you'll have that bridge built for yourself. And then in future situations, you'll be able to create the bridge yourself because you'll have the strategies that you need to build that bridge. I love it. I love it. So don't worry, guys. Hope is coming soon. And you know, until then, just keep working hard. Keep following the AllEarsEnglish.com blog. And, you know, you're getting native English on this show 4 days a week. So you're able to really access that language already. And more tools and strategies are coming very soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We are confident. We are confident in this course. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Very cool, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you back on this bonus episode next week.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy the sunny Boston afternoon.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's bonus episode. And if you enjoyed today's episode, then you'll love our free listening lesson where you'll get a taste of our powerful listening strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/bridge. That's allearsenglish.com/BRIDGE to download this free lesson immediately. See you there.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.